Sporty greetings to our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Two special guests in the studio with me this evening. On my right, Samuel Nkum, the defender for Ghana and DC United. Samuel, welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you here. And on my left, Rokia Hyder, the chief of the Voice of America's Bangla service and a longtime sportswoman. Rokia, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and greetings to all your listeners.
And yes, and we also say greetings to Samuel. Yeah. I know you just, I won't say just arrived here, but first season completed in Major League Soccer. We'll talk a little MLS. But first, Samuel, tell our Voice of America listeners, what part of Ghana are you from?
I think I'm from west side of Ghana.
Okay. Yeah. And now, is that where you first attracted attention from scouts for your ability?
Yes, I was in the normal name we used to call the west side is Sekendi Takoradi. That's the place like I started from.
You started your school there and then started playing soccer, or you started rolling the ball before you got inside the school?
No, I was in school. I was in school. During the school, we have something like inter-college.
Uh-huh.
We used to play like under 12 tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scouted by a great coach in Ghana. He was now he's the sporting director of Ghana Blasters team now.
Okay.
So whose interest it was? Your own or your parents? That you should go into soccer field?
I think it was my parents. Sometimes my mom used to hold my hands, let's go. And she would sit down.
Uh-huh.
When I finished training, she was encouraging me, my dad and my
How
mom.
How old were you?
I was 12 years at that time. I was 12 years.
Now, that point, Samuel, who were, I'm sure you were aware of the Black Stars, but who were some of the big names at that time when you were just growing up?
I think we were having Stephen Appiah, we were having Michael Essien, we were having... I think it was a. It was a great place. So at that time, if you can remember, Stephen Appiah was in Juventus.
Yes, yes.
Michael Essien was in, I think, is it Chelsea? I think Lyon also. So I think it was a great names. Yeah.
Mm.
But were you interested over the years? You got attracted towards foreign lands, and as we know, you were in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, how did you end up in Switzerland?
Yeah, I think we went. I was playing Kotoko in Ghana.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The name the name of the team was Kotoko.
Okay.
So I think they were a scout from Switzerland. I think they came to watch a couple of games, and I think when they saw me, they were saying good stuff
they
about me.
They selected and they knew what you can do.
They see I have the talent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we went to under 20 tournament, which is African tournament in Luanda, and after Luanda, we went to Egypt for the World Cup, and we took the World Cup. So after the World Cup, like they may see like okay, then let's
never looking back.
Yeah, so I signed a contract and I started playing Basel FC Basel, which is in Switzerland.
Great, great.
Now you have a strong history with the Black Satellites.
Yeah.
Also, that's
the
younger national team for Ghana.
Yeah.
Did that sort of help your entry into the national team, the Black Stars? You know, they were aware of you well in advance.
Yeah, of course. Yes, I think. It was great for me, as a young child coming, and I remember I was in Kotoko and the coach came and watched me, the senior team of Blasters.
Okay.
The coach came and watched me. When he watched me about I think 30 minutes, And he, at that time, the blaster needed to travel. And he said to the management, I want to travel with this young boy. So when he came to the dressing room talking to me, I was like surprised. I said, oh, wow.
Obviously.
I was surprised. And he told me that we are traveling with you tonight. I said, oh. Then I said, it was amazing. You know, uh-huh. It was, yeah.
How was it, you know, in like as we know, in 2009, you played in under 20 soccer and you helped, I mean, your skill and your goals helped Ghana to defeat Brazil.
Yeah.
You know, Brazil has this big awe that, Brazil, the World Cup champion, five. Of course, they didn't do much this time, this year's football in Brazil.
Yeah.
But how did it feel at that time?
I think for me, when we mention, like, when we are talking about soccer and you talk about Brazil, everybody know what they can do. They have big names as well. And the young team, they played very good as well. I think it was we were focused.
Focused, yeah.
Extra focused, I'm telling you. Like, we were, like, determination that every we need to take the cup. And we were even down. They gave one of our players a red card, so we were playing 10 against 11.
Wow.
Imagine. So we played about, let's say, 120 minutes, and we went to the penalties. And I took the second one.
Okay. And I know you made it.
I scored.
Now, where was that final played, Samuel?
In Egypt.
Okay.
Egypt.
Okay. Was that an advantage to be playing on African soil?
Yeah, it was good. And, you know, we Africans, like, I think we are doing a great job. We are doing a great job. We need to, like, we need to be united. We need to, like, encourage each and everyone that you can do it.
If you have that feeling that you can do it.
Yes, that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Now, Samuel, let's talk a little bit about Major League Soccer. Mm-hmm. How were you first approached by either MLS or DC United? How did they reach out to you?
I think I had a call with the coach, the manager, which was Benny.
Okay.
He called me, and he was talking to me that I need to come and help. And, you know, he was talking to me. I said, you know, he has played football before. He know what is good. So he was talking to me as, like, he want to develop me as well. So it sounds good to me. So I came, and he's a great coach. Trust me, he's a very good coach. He know what he's doing. I think he has played before. That's why everything is going smooth.
Right.
Yeah. I think he's
And as we know, that America is a country of great opportunities.
Yeah.
And there is opportunity in the field of soccer also.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Of course, yes. I think for me, MLS League, like I told you, is great league. I've been in Europe. I've been in France. I've been in Ukraine. I've been in Basel. I've been in Greece. And MLS League also is great league.
So you see it improving at
this point? Improving. Yeah, it's improving. For me, trust me, it's improving. You know, now the great players want to come. A lot of great players want to come. It's not like they want to come and have fun. They want to come and make improve the league as well. So I think they are doing a great job.
We're talking with Samuel Nkume, defender for Ghana and DC United, and joining us in the studio this evening is Rokia Hyder. And do you watch many of the MLS matches, Rokia?
Well, of course, we have to follow the sports. We continuously have to watch the European League, MLS, World Cup, name it. So that's fun.
And I know, looking at the USA team this year for Brazil, Samuel, they had, I think, roughly half the team was made up of MLS players, which, in a way, that's a pretty good boost for the league. What do you think?
Yeah, it tells you how the league is good. I think, for me, we played against Ghana. US played against Ghana.
In Brazil, that's right.
In Brazil.
And it was a great game. I think they were doing everything to beat this Ghana this time around.
Because you guys kind of had the number on the USA.
Right. They were saying that they would not allow it to be like third time. You know? So I think it was fun. You know, normally football bring a lot of people. Like, we are together to make fun, that kind of stuff. But it was a great game. For me, I was sad because, like, I wanted to also beat USA.
Right.
So, but That's soccer. So.
Now, looking back on that World Cup, I know many Ghanaian fans were disappointed, Samuel, you guys had a great match against Germany, who ended up lifting the cup. Do you think that was the best the team played in Brazil, that match against the Germans?
Yeah, I think imagine that. I think it was Germany who took the World Cup.
Mm. Yes.
And we drew against them.
Yeah, 2-2.
Mm-hmm. Tied game
2-2.
So it tells you how we are good. For me, it was something like a misunderstanding when we went to the World Cup. It was not about the game. It was a little bit problem that which was like affecting
us. It was like
us.
A coordination. Yeah,
you may be like off the field
of
stuff.
Off the field. So okay. That's why the thing was like, if you can remember, four years ago when we went to the South Africa. Mm-hmm. We did a great job in South Africa. We were the whole continent in Africa. Like everybody was like back in Ghana. We were the only one who was in going to semifinal. If we beat Uruguay, like we'll be in semifinal. So I think this is the game. It's in the game. That kind of stuff is in the game. So I think now
any competition that can happen, you know.
So we need to put everything aside and.
Now, Samuel, still with the World Cup, I know, so many African fans had hopes that at least one African team would make it to the quarterfinals, like Ghana did in South Africa. It didn't happen.
We
had Nigeria and Algeria make it to the round of 16. Looking ahead in the future, do you see an African team, maybe, say, in Russia at the next World Cup, making it to those later rounds of the tournament, making it to the quarterfinals and the semifinals, which an African team has never done. What are your thoughts?
For me, it's not even the quarterfinal. It's the ultimate. I've said it. I said it. And
well
I
said.
Think,
well said. Really.
Two months ago, that we can do it. We can do it. We have a couple of talent, the quality players we have. And I said it that we can do it. It's just a matter of time. We need to stay focused. We need to be united, like that kind of stuff. I think because we have the talent, we have great players in Africa.
Well, what would you say if I ask that African nations are not coming up to that point today? Mm. What is lacking? Coordination? Problem with the coach? As you say, they are not focused? Or is it money? What is it?
I think everybody know when you work, you need to get back money to take care of your family. Mm-hmm. And also, sometimes you help your community as well. For me, it's not about money. It's about like we need to be like extra. What do you call it? We need to be extra. Like, we need to be focused. You can see the game against Germany,
right?
Like Ghana, example. We wanted to do everything possible because we don't want to go to Ghana. So we were doing everything to stay in the World Cup.
Yes.
So it tells you how sometimes our mentality is. If we the only thing I'm saying that we have great coaches, we have great quality players as well. Like we just need to be.
Do you
focused.
Think that it would help the players of Ghana if they go and play with other teams like in Europe? Mm. Or anywhere else outside their country, if can they have the opportunity to be in the other with other players in other fields, would that help?
I think we have a lot of players in Ghana team, for instance. A lot of them are in overseas
in Europe,
playing in Europe, so they know the kind of like experience that they have everything. But I'm just saying that I remember when we were playing against Germany. We came together and we were saying something, encouraging words to each other. Come on, this is the time we need to make our country proud.
Right,
so you would
say
that the coordination and being together and being focused, that would help.
And that would help.
We're talking with Samuel Nkum, defender for Ghana and DC United. And we're going to talk some more with Samuel in just a few minutes. But just ahead, it's time for our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, it's VOA's Downtown Brown, and I'm back again with question of the week. The question was, the Gunners of Arsenal, the Red Devils of Manchester United, play each other Saturday at the Emirates Stadium in London. Do you think Chilean striker Alex Sanchez will score his fifth EPL match for the Gunners? We had a well amount of responses for the week, and we have several winners. One of the winners goes out to Ikenganza Manduki Ikinson from Nigeria, who said, Alex Sanchez scoring against Manchester United is a 99% sure bet, and I'll even go as far as bet my own house on that. Well, let's make sure that 1% chance doesn't happen. Next, we have Alexander Pedrino Kihino from Nigeria also, who said, I think it's going to be difficult, but impossible. With good tactical discipline and hard work from the players, he can still do it. Go on, Sanchez. Destroy Man U. Gunners for life. And last, Ismail Daoud from Sierra Leone, who said, Alex will not even hit the woodwork. United will defeat Arsenal with Di Maria scoring the winner. And I'm saying to Ismail, will you bet your own house on that? Thank you to everyone who left me comments, and be sure to tell your friends about EPL Question of the Week. Soccer injuries, players who are returning this week from Man U, Di Maria and De Gea from Everton, Leighton Baines, Kevin Morales from Arsenal, Danny Welbeck from Man City, Vincent Kompany from West Ham, Jafari Sako, and from Chelsea, Andre Schürrle, Cesar Fabregas, and Ramirez. And we'll try to keep you up to date on soccer injuries and soccer stories on Facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Soccer news, Chelsea has been eyeing signing Spain midfielder Koke. Real Madrid is considering selling Gareth Bale to Chelsea for $90 million at the end of the season. Di Maria is eyeing a quick exit from Man U and possibly signing with PSG. Top matches over the weekend: Arsenal vs Man U, Aston Villa vs Southampton, Chelsea vs West Brom. And check your local listings for the time. So in the studio, we have Tef Tef to give you a fast insight on Saturday's match. Tef, what do you think about Arsenal?
They have a couple things going for them right now. It's Alexis Sanchez, of course, and they seem to have these spurts of attacking where they end up scoring two or three goals within, like, you know, 5 minutes. But unfortunately, for the past two games, they have really messed up in their defense. They don't know how to close a game. And, you know, Manchester United has discovered their late form, you know, where they end up pushing, you know, pressuring teams in the last 20 minutes. And if Arsenal cannot hold on to any lead that they might have because of Manchester's weak defense, then I think, you know, Man U has a big chance of, you know, at least getting away with a point.
And what about Man U?
Well, I mean, Man U, unfortunately, because of the international friendlies, they've lost. I believe David Blind is out. Falcao seems to be injured again. So at least De Gea is back. He also had a small injury to his pinky finger, apparently, but he's back now. So Manchester United has had defense problems throughout the whole season. So they will need to defend way better against Arsenal, against Alexis Sanchez, and Di Maria needs to wake up.
So give me a prediction.
My neutral prediction would be a 2-2 draw, which would be an exciting game. But I have a feeling that Rooney might score a winner.
All right, I'm VOA's Downtown Brown. That's the sunny side of sports.
Thank you, Downtown Brown, with our English Premier League football question of the week. All right, Samuel Nkum, yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you think Alexis Sanchez will score in a fifth consecutive EPL match for the Gunners of Arsenal this weekend?
I think Sanchez, seriously, is a great player for me. He's been scoring this time around.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt I would say he cannot score. I think he's phenomenal. So I think he can score.
What's your prediction for that match? Arsenal, Man U, who do you like? Draw?
I think for me, I would support the best side, the better side at the end of the day. Whoever will play good, I would support.
That's a safe answer, Samuel.
Yeah, the better side answer. Will win. Right. Same thing.
All right, Rokia.
The better side will win, of course, we would say. And, you know, those who score a lot, suddenly they stop. And I don't know. Unpredictable.
Let's go back to the World Cup, Samuel. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, Ghana drew with Germany in the group phase. Did you think the Germans had the best team overall, that they were deserving winners of the Cup?
Yeah, I think yes. They were, seriously, Germany were well organized.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
From the start of the tournament, mm-hmm. They were well organized. You can see that they are looking for something in the tournament, which is the ultimate. So for me, I was no doubt about Germany. I was playing for Ghana, And from the start of the tournament, you can see Germany, they are looking for something.
Wow, so. Okay.
They were, and then Incom and Sunny, I would say that if you followed Germany all this time and Brazil, you will see that all the players, they are looking at each other.
Yeah.
I mean, they are looking into each other's eyes, and they knew what would be the next thing, where they will put the ball and how they're playing. They would talk, you know, with their eyes. They knew what the other one is thinking. That was the way, and they were focused to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, recently this week, in fact, Samuel, we had a big week in African football. We had the final round of qualifying matches for the Africa Cup of Nations.
Yeah.
And I know you were delighted to see the Black Stars going to Equatorial Guinea. Yeah. So we now know the 16 teams that'll be playing, Samuel. Nigeria, I mean, that may be the biggest surprise, not making it to the African Championship. They're the reigning champions, but they're not going to be able to defend their title. Your reaction to Nigeria not making it?
I think it's a big surprise to everyone. Even if you're not a fan of soccer, you can see that Nigeria, before, they were defending champion, and they couldn't qualify this time around. It was a surprise to everybody. As a Ghanaians, we are arch rivals,
right?
So I think that's soccer. That's soccer. That's football for you. So I think this time around, for me, I would tell you that in soccer in general, he has developed every country. Every country, and now they are doing a great job in terms of soccer. So I think it was a surprise, but.
It is a surprise, but what I think that what is happening politically inside Nigeria, that may be affecting the players to some extent.
Yeah, I know they have had a lot of upheaval with their football federation in Nigeria, but let's shift to the Black Stars. They're going to be going for their fifth African title in Equatorial Guinea, Samuel. How do you like their chances?
I think, seriously, they have done a great job to qualify this time around. Also, I think it's not easy to qualify to Cup of Nations. Like I'm saying, it's not easy, trust me. And I think this time around, we need to do everything possible to take the cup, because it's been a long time. And this is what Ghanaians are crying for now. So I think it's going to be a great chance for Ghanaians. And it's not easy to take African Cup as well.
Right.
We need to do extra. We need to do extra to take the cup for Ghana. They will be happy if you do that, because of the World Cup. We couldn't make our country happy. So this is the time I think we need to get the African Cup for them, so that they will be.
So maybe some redemption almost
after
Brazil.
After Brazil, yeah.
Yeah, and then you are playing in your own area, own field, you know, African field, and you have more chances to improve, and you are more focused this time. Would you say that?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I'm saying, that if you want to take African Cup, you need to be focused, you need to train hard. That's why I use this, we need to be extra, because it's not easy, because we have great, we are African, this is African tournament.
Right.
It's not going to be easy at all. So that's why I use the word, we need to be extra. At the end of the day, because the extra, you need to be focused, you need to know what the reason why you're in the tournament.
And Ghana has a good coach, good trainer.
Yeah, I think I think this time around, it was somebody who's taking over now. It's the assistant coach, he's taking over now. At the moment, I don't know who is coming as Ghana coach, but for this time, it was the assistant coach who was in the World Cup.
Okay.
So who is taking over now? So,
Samuel, we were talking earlier about some of the off-the-field issues, and as we look at this upcoming Africa Cup of Nations, a lot of controversy just in terms of who's going to host the tournament. Morocco was scheduled to host the tournament, and they pulled out because of fears about Ebola, and Equatorial Guinea kind of steps in at the last minute. Did that surprise you, that Equatorial Guinea stepped up to the plate at the last minute?
I think this is something we Africans, we want to make the soccer, and we want to be together as well. So I think it's a great decision that Guinea took over. it was a great decision because at the end of the day, it developed the African soccer also and bring the African, the whole country together as well. So when they made this decision,
it's a big opportunity.
I think it's great that they make, and also I think CAF have done well also to talk to them, and now finally they are going to host it. So I think the CAF have done.
Yeah, it is a good decision for the Africans also, and because you know if you just linger on and become uncertain, the uncertainty gives to despair, and that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Samuel, Rokia was talking before we came in the studio. If you had advice for, say, a young African listening to the program this evening and, you know, hoping to play professionally, if not in the United States, somewhere, Europe, Asia.
Asia, yeah. Anywhere,
South Asia. India's got a new soccer league now. But what advice would you give them in terms of preparation, training,
and looking forward, you know, going forward?
I think for me, the key is training. They need to take the training seriously. They need to listen to the coach, the trainer. They need to respect as well. That would be my key. They need to go to school as well. Like, they need to take the education seriously. Because for me, I started when I was playing inter-college. So from education also.
Yeah.
That's my advice. They need to respect. They need to... They need to, whatever they are doing now, they need to have aim. They need to have vision that, oh, I want to play in this place. And with God, God will help them to achieve.
That's good.
If you had to pick some surprise teams for Equatorial Guinea 2015, Samuel, off the top of your head, outside of the traditional powers, I know Ghana has won it four times. Cameroon has won it four times. What about a team like Cape Verde? I mean, very small country, and yet they starting to make some noise in African football. I mean, do you think a team like that could win the trophy in Equatorial Guinea?
I think for me, I'll go for I'm Ghana. It's Ghana for me. It's Ghana.
Seriously, no doubt about it.
No doubt, it's Ghana. And also about Cape Verde. I think I played against Cape Verde in Portugal. We played friendly game Ghana against Cape Verde. They have the talent. They have great talent. I think we beat them, I think, one, but it was not easy. It was not easy for Ghana. So I think they have the talent. I think they will come and, you know, but I mean, the ultimate, the glory will go for Ghana.
Ghana, of course, Ghana. There's no doubt about it.
So yeah, as we as you know, I know that whole experience in Brazil, Samuel. Are you over it? I mean, because it seemed like there was so much ill will when the team left Brazil. Do you feel like you've learned from that experience?
Yeah, I think we have learned a lot. The players, we have learned. That's what I'm saying. That if we need to make Ghanaians happy to take this African Cup, and I think this is the aim and dream for those who are going to the Guinea to make the country, our country, proud. So I think everybody know the reason why he will go there to make the country, because in the World Cup, we didn't do what our country expect. So this time around, Cup of Nations, we need to do everything possible to bring the passion of soccer in Ghana again, because now Ghanaians are so something different now. So we need to make them happy, and I believe that we are going to do it.
Finally, Samuel,
yeah.
can you maybe mention one or two young Ghanaian players who you think could really make a name for themselves in Equatorial Guinea?
I think we have Christian Acho, which is in who play in Everton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a coach to make the selection.
Okay.
But
no.
This is your
choice.
My choice. Like, he will make a lot. He will make a lot of impact in Guinea.
Well, I want to thank our guests this evening. Samuel Nkum, defender for Ghana and DC United. Samuel, thank you for joining us on the program. And Rokia Haider. Yes, the longtime Bangla sportswoman.
Thank you.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and I also want to give a shout-out for my engineer this evening, Sule Terawali, working the boards with gusto and aplomb. Thank you, Sule, and thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young. And that's the sunny side of sports.